This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to this Joy podcast. My name is Chris Tate. I'm the program director here at Joy 94.9. Podcasting is a great way for Joy to get its message from out of the Melbourne CBD and into regional, rural areas within Australia and across the globe. It is important for us as an LGBTI content creator to really put our best foot forward and be the voice for the wider LGBTI community. We can continue to do that with your support. If you'd like to support Joy by joining up as a member or chucking us a donation, it would really be appreciated and helps us help the wider community. Head to joy.org.au now to sort out your membership and help keep Joy out loud and proud this radiothon.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
It's insert temperature degrees in Melbourne. Good insert part of day. I'm Judy Kelly with Joy Odd Spots News at insert time.
Time for an odd spot. And while most people find the Easter Bunny a terrifying creature, not one lady in the US. LaDonna Hewitt was arrested on Saturday after police said she lewdly propositioned and grabbed an Easter Bunny working at a carousel park in Mansfield.
Oh my God.
So when she posted for a photo with the rabbit, witnesses said she inappropriately grabbed the costumed character and made sexually suggestive comments within earshot of families at the indoor park. She was drunk.
Well, you know what I blame that on? Society for decades now, millennia, have slut-shamed rabbits. Oh. Do it like rabbits, they
say.
Going at it like rabbits, they
say. Very high sex drive.
So she probably just, that's probably what she thought. She probably thought, I'm going to do it like rabbits.
There you go.
With that oversized rabbit here at the theme park in front of the families.
She'd had a lot of wine that weekend.
Right, yeah, a lot of Easter wine.
To an odd spot, and one of the more inventive excuses for not being able to go to work has come from an Indian government official who has claimed that he is Kalki, the 10th incarnation of Vishnu. He says he can't come to the office because he is conducting a penance at home by entering into the fifth dimension to change the global conscience. A show cause notice served to Ramesh Chandra Fefar said such unauthorized absence does not suit a gazetted officer. In response to the notice, Fefar claimed his employers should decide whether it's more important for the agency to make me sit in the office and do time pass or do some concrete work to save the country from drought. What an excuse.
I know, that's a great excuse for not going into the office. I don't know if I could get away with that one.
I don't think you can get away with it. I couldn't commit to it. I'd just be accountable for my actions.
Yes. Yeah, no.
Suck it up, mate.
Yes. get yourself in here.
While Meghan Markle's had a few bumps on the road to her wedding, her special day was much better and much brighter than an Arizona woman who was involved in a three-car wreck charged with drinking under the influence on her wedding day. Local police did not know if the two went ahead with the wedding date. It brings new meaning to the phrase something borrowed, something blue over 0.05.
Wow.
Yes, not very good.
Before she got to the wedding, she had the crash.
Yes, so we don't know if the wedding happened.
Classic.
But I will hunt to find it.
I can understand. Nerves get to you on the big day. You know, you're a bit of out of character. That's forgiven.
If you're saving money, don't save money on the chauffeur.
And finally, an upstate New York couple got so fed up with their unemployed son's refusal to leave the nest, they finally sued to evict him and won. Mark and Christina Rotondo were forced to the extreme parenting measure after giving their layabout millennial boy, Michael, cash for moving expenses. They pleaded with him to get on with his life and finally sending written legal notices demanding he grow up and move out. He was given notice. You got 14 days to vacate. We will take whatever actions are necessary to enforce this decision. He wanted 3 months. He's aged 30.
Gary, do you think that's a way that I could get Dylan to not sleep on my couch?
Are you his daddy?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
Firm no. Now, I'm actually moving out, so I did it before I turned 30.
Well done.
I'm only 21.
Well, you're subletting, but we'll get there.
All right, a Denver woman is accused of blowing up urine in a microwave at 7-Eleven.
Blowing up urine.
Urine.
No urine.
The cashier at the store told police Angelique Sanchez placed something inside the microwave before there was a loud bang. He said the look and smell of the liquid dripping from the microwave was unquestionably urine. Sanchez refused to clean it up and fled from the store. The cashier called police, who later found Sanchez at a health clinic waiting for a physical and urine analysis for a job. She received a summons of $500 of damaged property for the commercial grade microwave.
Oh, commercial grade, no.
What do you think? So obviously she's trying to impact the chemical.
Yeah, so apparently by warming it up, it can hide. So I've read.
When
you leave here, pop yourself on the Google and have a look. Just Google urine eye therapy.
Oh, I read something about this week.
Yeah. A friend kindly sent me a fantastic link.
Wee in your eyes?
Yeah.
Really?
Put your own wee in your eyes and see what happens. I'm not suggesting it. Don't play this at home, folks. But yeah.
Wow. The only gag I had there was urine trouble. But it sort of pales.
Dad. Yeah.
And if you think you're a dating site guru, you might be able to start earning some money from your hobby. A British bidding website says online dating experts could earn up to £35 or just over $64 Australian an hour for their advice. But potential coaches for dating apps such as Tinder and Grindr will have to prove their credentials first. Candidates will need to show at least 250 matches in the last 12 months and show conversation histories, proving that you've been on at least 10 dates. To help the hapless, you'll need to be prepared to conduct coaching sessions in person. A survey on the news service reported that a third of respondents thought they were crap at dating apps, but that hiring a coach sounded lame.
So I just do the numbers there, Fossey. So 250, was it?
250, yes.
In 12 months, that's easy.
Well, that's 20 per month.
Yes, that's right.
I did the maths. It's 20.8 per month.
Well, if you've got to have...
Unique dates, not the same person.
No, presumably. That's just matches, and then you only have to go on 10 dates.
Which actually shows a fairly low success rate, though, doesn't it? If you've had 250 matches and you're only going on 10 dates in the same period...
Yeah, but have you used a dating site like that?
Well, God, no.
Okay. Speaking from
personal... If your partner's listening, no.
Speaking from personal experience, if you just go through and you just swipe right constantly... You can get like 60 matches in one night.
Can you really?
Oh, 100%.
Or maybe you can.
Maybe you can with your
I've got
your
good
gorgeous
photos.
Green hair. The blue-green hair gets the girls every time.
And then you just say something about puppies in your little About Me, and people are like, oh, I like puppies. I'm going to swipe right.
Yeah, but do they mean puppy dogs, or do they mean your puppies?
Dogs.
Want to earn $64 an hour?
There you go.
I think you're onto something.
There's a bit of an earner there for you, Rach. Thanks, Fossey.
I'm Judy Kelly. There'll be more Joy News Odd Spots next week with insert newsreader's name.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.